Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hay algo que ocurre cada día que sin falta me da alegría.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Not too remote today, as Raphael Cohen joins me from right here in New York. You may know Raphael as the bass and electronics player in the dance band Chick Chick Chick, but his story is more complicated than that. Raphael was born in Mexico, but that story is more complicated too. So, Raphael has some stories to tell and some music to play for us from his first record under the name Las Palabras, The Words. It's a mostly acoustic album and features Raphael mostly on guitar. Today he joins us with guitar in hand and drum machine at the ready to play a song called Condesa from his project called Las Palabras.
Condesa.
Caminando por esa ciudad en donde yo nací, cuando vi a un tipo caminando que era igual a mí. Cada decisión, en cada situación, tenía una reacción. Cada decisión, en cada situación, ni una reacción. Estaba caminando a su casa, acabo de trabajar. No sé si él notó que yo estaba ahí. Fue solo el azar. Cada decisión, en cada situación, tiene una reacción. Cada decisión, en cada situación, tiene una reacción. Y va su dirección, y yo con mi canción. No era conspiración. En esa ciudad, los dos la misma edad, va bien la realidad. ¿Quién sabe qué? Me puede confirmar la foto creada en la imaginación. A pesar de todo, ¿quién sabe qué? Me puede confirmar la foto creada en la imaginación. A pesar de todo, quién sabe qué estuviera haciendo si no me hubiera salido de aquel lugar. Y no hay por qué pensar, quién sabe qué estuviera haciendo si no me hubiera salido de aquel lugar. Y no hay por qué pensar. Cada decisión, en cada situación, tiene una reacción. Y va su dirección, y yo con mi canción. No era conspiración. Cada decisión, en cada situación, tiene una reacción. En esa ciudad, los dos la misma edad, va bien la realidad.
That is a live performance by Las Palabras of a song called Condesa. Las Palabras is the work of Raphael Cohen, the guitarist, singer, songwriter who has been in our studio before, Raphael, in a very different context with the electronic dance band Chick Chick Chick, spelled with three exclamation points. This is a very, very different project for you. How long have you been hiding this half of your musical persona?
It's been a while. You know, actually, I joined Chick 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 in 2010, and I'd say kind of concurrently I started working on these songs. And it just now kind of all came together to come out. You know, a friend of mine once told me that a side project from a band should never be the song, the demos that the other guys in the band didn't like, you know? And I always take that to heart when thinking about side projects. And so this was different enough that I thought it kind of stood on its own and made a different sort of statement than Chick 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 stuff. So,
to me, that song has the sound of what they call MPB, the popular music of Brazil. Is that something that you grew up listening to?
Well, it's funny, you know, my aunt, who lives in Murray Hill and is hopefully watching this at some point, she introduced me to Caetano Veloso in high school before his music was widely available because she had lived in Brazil for a while. And that's when I started kind of being interested in Brazilian music in the 90s. And then obviously there was a big explosion through David Byrne and the Loca Bop records and stuff with Tropicália, where it got very cool and Beck made that record and all that kind of stuff. So I've kind of followed it concurrently, but my first introduction was in high school from my aunt, and I've kind of been interested in this whole world ever since then. And obviously when you're a little bit, it takes a little bit of skill to be able to kind of pluck in that way. So for a long time, it was beyond my abilities to kind of make anything that sounded that way. And then as I kind of got a little more proficiency, I found like, wow, I'm able to kind of work in this world a little bit more easily. And it was a really cool experience to suddenly be able to get into that world of similar kind of songwriting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Of course, with Caetano Veloso, it's not just about the music. The words are a crucial part of it. And Las Palabras, the words, is the name that you've chosen for this project. Why? Yeah.
Well, you know, I moved to the United States when I was 10, so my vocabulary in Spanish is fairly, you know, elementary school level. And I thought that the name kind of evoked the kind of basic, very basic nature that I'm kind of forced to write in these songs, and the very kind of the way the limits, and the fact that I kind of, for some reason, was assuming that people wouldn't be able to understand the words. Now I was assuming an English audience for them, kind of freed me up to work in a different way with lyrics. And so I felt like, you know, and I felt like my voice just sounds different singing in Spanish. You know, like there was just, it felt so different, and it felt so centered around the fact that it was in Spanish, and the fact that my vocabulary in Spanish is so, forces me to write songs so much in such a more simple way, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting. So where is your family? I mean, you immigrated here from where?
I immigrated here from Mexico City when I was, you know, 9. My family immigrated from Guatemala to Mexico in the 70s, mm-hmm. in the early 70s. So my parents are both Guatemalan. That's where most of my extended family lives. But I'm Mexican.
Okay. And for folks who are watching these performances, on the backdrop behind you, on the wall, there is the Star of David. Your last name is Cohen. So
yes.
Not just a family from Guatemala, but a family of Jews from Guatemala.
Yes, yes. A family of Jews. Are about 1,500 of us, I think, to 2,000. Both, and you know, the first question people often ask me is, so your mom is Guatemalan and your dad is Jewish, and they're both Guatemalan and they're both Jewish. So it's just a very small community in kind of the outer reaches of the diaspora, you know, that is in this very small country. And it's mostly made up of Sephardic Jews of Spanish descent, which
right.
My family is also. And so, yeah, that's the background.
Wow. And of course, Sephardic Jews have been here. I mean, Sephardic, the word Sephardic refers to Spain, you know, mm-hmm. Spain and Portugal is where the Sephardic Jews originally come from. And
yeah.
They've been here in the Western Hemisphere since the early 1500s. And
yeah.
I
think the first synagogue in New York City up by the Natural History Museum is a Sephardic synagogue.
Exactly. And if I'm not mistaken, those were Brazilian Jews who founded that. that synagogue.
You're right, actually. And that's one of the reasons why my aunt had lived in Brazil in the 70s, was that one of my great aunts had emigrated from Palestine, where her and my grandfather were from. They had emigrated to Brazil and had set up camp there. So I have some family in Brazil too, you know, some Brazilian Cohens who are, I think they run a jewelry store.
So, I mean, yours basically is an all-American, it is literally an all-encompassing American tale, your family.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I think in some ways it's very New York. You know, it's interesting I ended up here in New York because I think it's a very New York story too, in a certain way. You know?
Yeah. So, Rafael Cohen, Las Palabras, performing for us on this soundcheck session. Who is Juan Pared? Title of the next song.
Juan Pared is now Houston Rockets starting point guard John Wall, who was drafted by the Washington Wizards. I grew up in Washington, D.C., and that's my favorite team. So he recently got traded, which is, you know, I still pull for him, but he's not on the, you know, he's not on the good, he doesn't wear the good guy's uniform anymore.
That is the problem with sports nowadays. Yeah. It's like these guys change teams and you get to know somebody and then suddenly he's playing, you know, this Yankee is now playing for the Red Sox. Well, what do I do with that?
Yeah, yeah. The Johnny Damon conundrum, I
exactly.
think they call it. So I wrote a song when he, it's an old song. It's when he got drafted because it's this long-suffering franchise, you know, which is beloved in D.C., you know. And so I wrote a song about that, kind of based around a Jorge Ben song that I really liked about a soccer player called Fio Maravilla, which, you know, it's funny because actually the aunt I referred to earlier, I think she's the one that I said, I love this song. She said, well, you know, it's about a soccer player, right? And then when you listen to the lyrics, you can hear him kind of almost narrate a play-by-play of him coming in the game and scoring a goal, you know? And I thought, that's something I would probably never do in English, but, you know, I'll give it a shot in Spanish, you know? So it's my ode to John Wall and what he meant to long-suffering Wizard fans. Of course, he didn't deliver on any of the promise, but that's part of being a fan too, you know.
Absolutely. All right, let's hear this performance. It's solo, again the drum machine providing a little bit of accompaniment to Rafael Cohen as he sings and plays the guitar in this song called Juan Pared.
Resucitar lo que habíamos ya enterrado y apareció un día por casualidad a mediados de este verano. Lo vi bailando su celebración, lo vi jugando en la televisión. Don Juan Pared nos va a cambiar toda la suerte, vas a ver. Y un buen aficionado siempre tiene fe en lo que viene. Don Juan Pared. Y puede ser que es el jugador el más rápido en la liga, y puede ser que va a tomar tiempo, pero tiempo hay más que vida. Y aunque tome algunas temporadas, ya va a venir nuestra época dorada, cuando estaremos aplaudiendo a nuestro equipo y a los partidos que ellos han ganado. Don Juan Pared, Don Juan Pared nos va a cambiar toda la suerte, vas a ver. Y un buen aficionado siempre tiene fe en lo que viene. Don Juan Pared. de mi sonrisa. Lo vi jugando en su televisión. Lo vi bailando su celebración. A ver quién puede defenderte. No podrán sin mucha suerte. Don Juan Pared. Don Juan Pared, Don Juan Pared, Don Juan Pared, Don Juan Pared, Don Juan Pared.
The song's called Juan Pared by Las Palabras, the work of Rafael Cohen. Singing, playing guitar, a little drum machine there. Bit more of a, I don't know, kind of a Southwestern flavor I found to that song. And you know, obviously a bit more rock as well. Growing up as you did in this kind of strange mix of North and Central and South American, what was music like in the home? What did you grow up listening to?
Well, you know... Not too much. I mean, like I said, I had one kind of music interested aunt who would introduce me to things. And then we grew up playing classical music, my sister and I. Obviously, things like the Beatles, but, you know, things like Peruvian waltzes, Mexican mariachi music, Brazilian music. And, you know, for me and my own, what really lit a fire under me was punk rock in Washington, D.C. when I was very young. So that is what kind of introduced me to actually playing music, which my parents had no kind of concept of at all. So that it was that kind of mix, you know, but it was, and you know, I ended up kind of being more of an American kid in my tastes, more Catholic kind of, you know, an early 90s kind of all over the place kind of right. taste musically.
So you went from being, what was your instrument when you were studying classical music? Was it piano?
I was an oboist, or I am an oboist still.
Really? Yeah.
And I played the oboe through college. Actually, I went to college at Wesleyan University to study with Anthony Braxton, because I like to play kind of like out jazz stuff on the oboe. So there's actually an English horn on the Las Palabras record I played. There's an English horn on the song Cuartos, which is, so I can still play a little bit.
I have never played an oboe or English horn, but my understanding of the double reed instruments is they're pretty unforgiving if you don't, they're jealous mistresses. They don't want you screwing around with the other instruments.
They don't. You know, it actually happened with a guitar. I was on tour and I bought a little guitar, like a traveling guitar, like a $90, very small acoustic guitar. And I was just listening to a lot of this, you know, Jorge Ben and Gilberto Gil and...
All the great Brazilians, yeah.
All the great Brazilians, but also like, you know, Bill Withers and, you know, acoustic soul kind of people. And I was just in the van kind of playing it. And I just kind of came across some chords that suddenly sounded right. And then just started from there. But it took a long time for me to get it to sound right and for the lyrics to feel right. You know, it just took a long time for me to kind of build up the confidence to do it and have it kind of be what I wanted it to be, sound like I wanted it to sound. And you know what I mean?
Yeah. And so one of the perhaps results of that is as you listen to the record of Las Palabras, each track seems to kind of refer to different forms of music. There's one track that ends like a Philip Glass piece.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Las Palabras, nacido 16 de septiembre 1976, signo sol, Virgo, signo ascendente.
If you're in New York, I suppose the sounds of New York minimalism are something you would be exposed to, and...
Yeah.
It's an odd fit, but somehow you made it work.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I wanted to have a moment like that. And then I also wanted to have a Alice Coltrane, Pharoah Sanders moment, which happens a couple songs after that in the Doce Buena song.
Y a devorar
And people might think, you know, minimalism, very rhythmic, very pattern-based, you know, everything written down. Alice Coltrane, Pharoah Sanders, this kind of spiritual questing jazz that's very cosmic and ethereal, that they would be in the Venn diagram. There wouldn't be any, like, overlap. But in fact, they do overlap.
Of course. I mean, the loft scene here in New York and was, you know, half free jazz, half Philip Glass. You know, there was a big, to me, they're very related kind of things, and also just very evocative spaces, you know, that you can go into and live in for a while, yeah. You know. So, and the funny story about that is when I played it for a friend who plays in a band and that spoken word part came in, he said, "You see, that's why I have to do a solo project, because my bandmates would never let me do that."
Well, speaking of
it, is the kind of thing that other bandmates will kind of be like, "So what's that part where you're, you know, saying your birthday and stuff like that?" You know, it's like, yeah, well, you don't have a say over this anymore.
What are the other chick chick chickers? Have they heard this? What do they think?
Yeah, they're, you know, the thing about Chick 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 is it's such a specific, that band has a very specific, you know, place where it lives in the world. And I think it's one of the reasons why the band has lasted so long, because it does this very specific thing, you know, to my ears pretty well.
Yes.
And so but the members listen to a lot of different stuff. So yeah, they're all involved. You know, actually Nick, who's the singer, is the one who suggested I try playing that Frank Ocean song that I tried for the session that we're doing later. Ah. And they've all been very kind of excited to weigh in, because it's so far, because it's kind of a farther field out of what we do. So yeah, they've all been super supportive, super into it.
All right. Las Palabras is the work of Rafael Cohen, who's going to play another song for us. This is kind of a lilting, shorter song called El Pescador y el Pez. What is, mm-hmm. So it's the fisher and what? The fisherman?
The fisher, fisherman and the fish.
And the fish. Okay.
Yeah.
So has the sound of a fable to it.
Yeah. I was reading what's it called? The Scheherazade, the
Thousand and One Arabian Nights.
Yeah, and I think there's might even be one of the things is called fisher. Someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember there being something about a fisherman and a fish relating, and I thought it was an interesting. So it is that vibe.
Okay. Once again, Rafael Cohen, Las Palabras, performing live.
Cenar o tal vez a un museo, y si te olvidas de mi cara, está bien si tú piensas que yo soy quien sabe quién, y así seré como un rehén, durmiendo bien.
That's a lovely performance from Rafael Cohen, a.k.a. Las Palabras, The Words. That's his solo project. This record, this the first Las Palabras collection, as we've already established, took a long time to come together. So you're already working on a second volume?
Yeah, you know, you're always thinking, especially these days when you're stuck in your house or something, you the wheels turn, you know? So, yeah, I've thought a lot about it. You know, I've thought about making something a little jammier, you know, like maybe with a group of musicians, more like Astral Weeksy or something like that, like more kind of, more in the jazzy vein, I guess, of that, what we were talking about. And then I've thought about just doing a solo one where I'm just singing and playing guitar, you know?
So, The piece that we're going to hear to wrap up the session is, in fact, not yours. It's a song called Cayendo by Frank Ocean. Now, you alluded before, Nick from Chick 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 had suggested this to you. Yeah. Why did he think this was a good song for you?
Well, he knows my voice pretty well, I think. Obviously, there's the connection with the Spanish lyrics. And I think that what he saw in it, which I responded to, was just the idea that... you know, you mentioned the record is a little bit kind of situated in a previous musical era. You know what I mean? And this was a way to kind of show that this music can live with a more contemporary, you know, setting as well. And also that, you know, Frank's version is ethereal and Frankie and reverbed out and so amazing, you know, but that in a slightly more rhythmic way and in a slightly more acoustic way, it kind of can live in this other world. That is the thing about covers, you know, when you can have your own kind of feeling to them or relate them to the thing that you're doing, you know?
Yeah. Well, we'll hear a little bit of this to wrap things up. If you want to see and hear Rafael's full performance of this Frank Ocean song, Cayendo, you'll find it on the webpage here at newsounds.org and on our YouTube channel as well. Las Palabras is the name of the project from Rafael Cohen. It's always great to see you either in person with the band or on a little screen with this project. Rafael, thank you so much for joining us.
John, thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Lo que él quiere de ti, yo no se lo negaría. Si esto no me ha partido.
Las Palabras, Rafael Cohen's album, is out now. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer is Karen Havlick, our video editor is David McLean, and I'm John Schaefer. Watch the videos of all of these performances on our website, newsounds.org, or our YouTube channel.
You stood me up, you lay me down, you know too much, I can't be proud. I still really, really love you, yes I do. When I still really, really love you like I do. If you can't, then I will. Is it love to keep it from you?